Welcome, everyone, to your weekly favorite wrestling show. It is the wrestling show. I'm from the Lingus Mafia. My name is Cav Manning, and I am joined with, as usual, Dr. William H. Botti. Hello, doctor. How are you?
Doctor, how's that become a thing?
Well, I was just thinking, you know how I introduce you as different shit every week, and I sometimes do, I call you William. And the funny thing is, you would always see at the end of the Cosby Show by Dr. William H. Cosby. So I was like, hey, he could be William H. Botti and, you know, give roofies to chicks. So that's where I get that.
Well, I mean, if you listen to the fucking Russo show this week, people might think I've been doing that anyway.
Well, because here's the problem with that Russo show. You're on another tier, and people need to subscribe to get to this tier now. It's very confusing, and he does no favors by, I listened to Chicken Necks, and in my opinion, he should have started off the Chicken Necks show by saying, if you're looking for Billy here this week, we are now on this show over here.
Oh yeah, that's the thing. He didn't even build up the show. He should have been building up the show for weeks, and then he,
or even just tell even somebody. Nobody knew.
He doesn't. That's what I mean. Nobody knew. I didn't even know. I didn't know. I didn't know. He announced it on the Sunday on a show that I wasn't on, like that I was replacing his son on his show, and I didn't know about it. And then I get onto the show with him to record in the regular time on Wednesday, and he's like, "Oh, we're doing something different today. We're doing a new show called the Nitty Gritty Dirt Sheet Show, and it's going to be out on Sunday or Monday, and that's it." And it's like, okay, so I'm like on Twitter telling people like I'm not on Chicken Necks anymore because I retweeted Chicken Necks. He doesn't retweet my tweet, and I say to Jeff, I was like, why is Vince not promoting the shows? Like I said, he's not promoted our YouTube video, and he's not promoting that. Like, he's not mentioned that I'm not on Chicken Necks, and he's not retweeting my tweet. He goes, yeah, it's funny. And Jeff's like, yeah, it's funny. He goes, I'm trying to see how long it takes for him to work out that that's your Twitter account.
Oh my God.
I was like, yeah, that is funny, but it's also like, we're losing out here because.
There's a lot of that goes on, it seems. So with him having another tier where people have to specifically pay to hear you, you must be making a lot of money now.
No, that's one of the things that I mentioned on the show. In terms of like people warning him, you know, all this stuff like, oh, you know, you gotta watch this guy or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
watch it for what?
I said let me just say something here, like without. I said to Vince, I said, let me just, because I think you haven't heard the show then. You didn't go up to the, you didn't.
Oh, what are you out of your fucking mind? You think I'm going to subscribe to hear a guy I could talk to on the phone?
Well, then that's.
I'm waiting for you to subscribe and give me a link. You subscribe, well, right?
No, I got that guy's
account. Oh, that's what, because when you sent me one once, I thought you did your own subscription because I have that guy's as well. So I have two running at once.
I did actually at the time because that guy's thing wasn't working. So I didn't know if there was a link or something on it or whether. But
I'm waiting for him to upgrade, which I would assume he would because he's the one who, you know, turned you on to it. And, you know, he's got some skin in the game.
There's a load of people that have contacted me going, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? And I'm like, I was like,
you got to call Vince and go, listen.
I was like, I don't know. I don't know where I am. I'm asking, where am I? Where's the show?
Oh man, that's bad. See, that's bad. I love Vince, but that's fucking rough, man.
That's rough on me.
That's bad fucking business is what that is.
I'll definitely mention it tomorrow. Anyway, my point is I started this off at the show and said to him, people are saying all this stuff to you. I said, but I'm going to like take people behind the curtain, whatever. I can't remember what I said because I think clearer when I'm in the middle of a show.
I'm going to take you behind my van and fuck you. Go ahead.
Yeah. And I said to him, I goes, Vince, what do I get paid to do this show? I said, and how many discussions have I even had with you about the payment for the show? He goes, none whatsoever. I goes, and when you enter into any kind of agreement with someone where they have to give up their time, I said, isn't there always like financial compensation or discussed? he was like, yeah, of course. I was like, yeah. I said, so what are people warning you about? I said, the answer that you would obviously give at that point is, the guy's doing me a favor. Like, he's not getting anything for it. I said, other than the fact that I've requested you to do a couple of our shows, mm-hmm. which I'm definitely going to hit him up for now and be like, okay, you're now locked me into another pay tier. Before, it could have been a case of, okay, so I'm Vince Russo and you're coming on my show and promoting betting packages and your podcast, and all right, it made sense. Okay, maybe there's that whole thing of this is a shop window for your stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And he does give you the chance to plug it. He plugs it more than me. He's always going, where can we find you? Tell him everything you want to do, whatever. Although I'd rather it be the beginning.
Yeah.
But now it's like, now there's a financial side to it, and it's got to be a case of, all right, that's fine. You keep that money, but you got to let us make some money on this end as well, in terms of having you on, us being able to sell T-shirts, go back to the Monday Night War show, either come on this show and just do Raw, or come back and do that Monday Night Raw show. Mm-hmm. That show title you had, I'm not going to mention here because, you know,
get taken.
Yeah,
which is gold.
So I will say something this week, and just generally about the fact that nobody knows, and you can't just. I should have done one more week of Chicken Necks at least, or I should have done both shows and said, like, not only am I on Chicken Necks this week, but I'm also on the Nitty Gritty show. Because mm-hmm. the thing is, the YouTube channel, which they just started doing, they stopped doing it for a few years and then they started doing it again, has only just got going again. And things are getting, 1,000, 1,500 hits on there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, our thing just broke that over 1,000, I think, today. So,
Taker thing?
Yeah, the Taker thing.
Oh, they got 1,000 views on YouTube?
Yeah, but it's funny because Jeff's doing the whole Vince is like a old technophobe guy, and also like doesn't realize stuff quickly.
Did you ever talk to Vince about the Taker thing? Did he watch it at all? You get any feedback about that show?
Nah, because I haven't done a show with him since, have I?
Nah, I guess not. I was gonna ask you that earlier in the week, and I said, I'll ask you live on the show. I'd rather know then. But I'm like,
No, it won't be till tomorrow where I speak to him for the first time about it.
Did he start?
I will make sure I say to him tomorrow, this is my Twitter account. These are the tweets that I'm getting about the show. I got one guy tweeting the Twitter account that's tweeting you.
AOC.
I think so.
Yeah, AOC, Aiden something. But I was like, look, I'm going to name him AOC. Because he first contacted me about the Sonny interview. And I said, I don't know this guy, right? And I'm like, all right, here's the link, right? So I gave it to him. And he said, oh, keep up the good work. I enjoy your shit or something. I said, okay, you know, it's somebody you've never seen before, one of these people. And then he later wrote back and said, oh, thanks a lot. I just got it or something. I didn't see it. And then somebody else piggybacked and said, this guy shames people who cut themselves. And I'm like, what? I was like, what is going on here? And then I was like,
who does? You, me, or him?
That guy. Some guy was yelling about AOC. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I go, is that what
he was
looking for?
He's a doctor, right?
No, he don't look. I don't think he's a doctor. He's a gay guy. You know that. He's a gay guy in Dublin, Ireland.
I thought he was a mental health doctor.
That's
what I thought. Or mental health aware. I thought he does like Umar's job. I don't know.
But the thing is, like, the person.
Umar's a solicitor. Sorry, so that's different. But,
the person was bad mouthing, and I go, is that why he's trying to get the Sonny interview? Is this why I don't know him and he just wants to, like, attack Sonny? And because I'm like, she didn't say anything about cutting herself. I was like, what? And so the guy continued on, though. Like, he ignored that. But then AOC started commenting on that he listens to Russo and all that. So I was like, okay, that's where he's from then. And so he had heard us, I guess, talk about the Sonny thing. So it made sense when I was like, well, it's on my feed and on my Patreon and stuff. But, like, the guy wasn't as familiar, you know. So that made sense that he was a new listener from being over in Russo. But he keeps asking questions, and he finally got an answer. But he's like, you know, looking to upgrade, and nobody gives him a fucking answer. You know, like, come on, you know, I mean, shit like that. It doesn't hurt somebody to fucking reply to him, you know, especially when they're like, you know, I'm trying to pay to listen to Billy. So,
yeah. Oh, he said that, yeah.
Yeah, and he enjoys your shit. So, you know, it's the same day, you know, same thing as me from back in the fucking Steel Cage days where I was like, I enjoy your banter on that fucking show. I didn't want to hear their fucking horse teeth chattering away and fucking hurting my ears. So,
well, this is the other thing on there. Like, now, obviously, coming to the forefront with this show, there's a whole load of people that have come back, and under every comment they're like, oh, this is what they said about JR. Oh,
really?
This guy mocked a girl's suicide attempt in 2011.
It's has like, anybody said anything about me that I've done anything wrong? I think it's all you.
You seem to get away with it because the
yeah,
thing
I
is
do.
That, because you don't have that whole, because you're not getting like these chances in terms of where people yeah. are saying, oh, wait, this is like a major.
Because I'm a nobody.
This is like a major. No, well, it's not that you're a nobody. It's the fact that like you're not being put into like major spotlights in terms
no.
of when you're on like the brand or when we were working with Wrestling Inc. with like me and Nick were or whatever, then they start digging up and they go, oh, hold on. You can't get this high. You can't go this yeah. your level is on your shitty podcast where you can say whatever you want mm-hmm. and we can't do nothing about that, although they do try to get you kicked off iTunes like they did with Man Show.
Yeah.
But but it's when you come up a bit, like they turn around and go, oh, you can't be here. It's like when people get to the WWE and they find out you do gay porn. Whereas like when you're on the fucking
I forgot about that guy.
And then yeah, it's like, and the thing is, even when he was in NXT the whole time, it's like, oh, he's in NXT. It's not worth looking up anything that he ever did. It's like, oh, he's on the main roster. Now we're gonna fucking dig up his whole life history.
It's just
human nature. It's like these fucking assholes that like are all these people that were talking about the speaking out and all the people that want everything banned and cancelled or whatever. They ain't done nothing. They don't do anything with their lives. They don't accomplish anything at all. There's nobody there sitting on Twitter with a high income that wants anything cancelled. I guarantee you.
Of course. You won't give a shit.
Even when you're looking at someone like Saturn, who's perceived as a successful person, Nick, who's like our resident geek, is able to actually go online, and he did this at the time, and at Saturn's absolute peak, he was making $840 a month on his website. Which Nick was able to like find it. So that's Saturn's earnings. Saturn's earnings, right, at his peak is $840, and he had 42 patrons. And I remember when I doubled him after 2 weeks, and we just found it hilarious because he got me kicked off, and I didn't have a Twitter account or anything. As soon as I went to Patreon, I had like 90 odd guys. But the thing is that we started to lose a lot of those people because at the time we had people realize that there was no way for me to keep the news fully under wraps, because what was happening was that other websites were signing up to my my Patreon and then putting the news out a few days later or putting out as their own or whatever. So but you know, we did have there's still those 60-70 core still there that still remain, and that's the thing. There's probably the core here of from the days of having thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands, I would say there's a core 1 or 2,000 that get every single episode.
Yeah.
But the thing is that as I'm finding out over on the SGP side of things, those subscriber numbers, whereas the subscribers are into like the tens, twenties, 30,000s or whatever, they don't even get counted unless they continue to leave reviews. So I don't know. We might start to push that because
weird.
Over on Sports Gambling Podcast now, my Twitter, if you look at my my gambling Twitter, I turn around and say, I'm not giving you any free bets at all until you like. I put out a tweet now going, anyone want any free bets? I need 50 likes or retweets before I post it. Or I need 2 screenshots of 2 iTunes reviews. And that's what I say. So, and then they get them and they do them straight away. They go straight onto iTunes. They give me the reviews, and the guys like at the SGP, they love it. So unlike Vince, they call me up, like, they kept me up immediately this week. I went, all right, we're doing so well now. Like, we're doing so well on, like, iTunes, and the numbers have gone right up since you started getting reviews. And bear in mind, that doesn't, it didn't actually constitute, I don't think it really did officially constitute real people actually listening, like more people actually listening, because I'm pretty sure the soccer audience is much smaller than the NFL audience. So the people that have decided they want to listen to soccer have already decided, right?
Mm-hmm.
But because I started to like sort of coerce them into those reviews in terms of saying, I'm going to withhold all the shit I've been giving you guys for years, like for free, just chucking it out there, doing my free picks and stuff. I was like, I'm now going to make you do something for them by hitting the like button or hitting the retweet button or leaving a few reviews, which they happily did because they should. All of a sudden, it looks like that show is three times more listened to than it was before, which is crazy. But from like two, three reviews. So they said to me, they're like, right, we're going to just, from September, we're going to start Soccer Feed, and we're going to start covering an additional league, which you've been doing, which we did as an emergency during the lockdown because we had a massive gap with no content. So I'll be doing English League, German League, and the Champions League, which is like where all the teams in Europe play together in a competition where all the teams play each other. So there's going to be like an entire soccer feed. So they're going to like pay me now for three podcasts a week.
Jesus.
So in that side, when you get that, it's like, you think to yourself, oh, fuck it, I can do the wrestling stuff for free. But the thing is that I've been giving wrestling this fucking free pass for about 4 years.
Yeah.
As I was saying to you, it's like, for me, it's like, fuck you, I'm not going anywhere. This is like this whole Dirty Sheets is now just a middle finger up to everyone else going, you can't fucking kill me. Like, that's it. Like, and then the money on the side could be doubled or tripled if I started to actually be more careful and start negotiating with people. I can negotiate with Vince, no mm-hmm. problem at all. I could fucking start sending people letters from, you know, those old solicitors' letters, and goes, don't, that's my story, don't steal it, and then email them up a letter. Like, I could there's loads of stuff that we could be doing, but the thing is that it's just so much become a fuck you, I want to make as much noise as possible. I don't want to enter into a negotiation with Vince because I want to just, you know, stay on the good side as much as possible and be promoted as much as possible, so it pisses off the people that I want to piss off.
Why wouldn't you negotiate to be exclusive when it comes to wrestling talk on Vince's brand network doing a wrestling show? Like, even just me and you doing this show, but it's exclusively the wrestling talk show has to be on his brand to be paid, and then you can get paid. And then we do our, you know, the making of the man
because
show
free,
thing.
Because more people listen to free stuff, and I just want to be, I still want to be in everyone's face.
Like, but isn't that, couldn't that be on the man show type? And it just wouldn't be about wrestling? Because it's more enjoyable, that's for sure.
It could be, yeah. But I mean, I still feel that we have the chance to do whatever we want on Vince's show anyway. Like, if we want to do the Rushmore show, we can do the Rushmore show. If we want to stick here and do our show, we want to cut this show down to like fucking 20 minutes, we can mm-hmm. do it. But I just feel like the fact is that this has all become about a war, and the thing is that money has been, not war necessarily, but it's all become a principal thing. And money is weird because we're sort of labeled as the people with the least amount of principles doing this job,
mm-hmm.
and actually the reason that we keep going has more principle to it than anything, which is just a case of we're just not fucking gonna quit. We're just not gonna let people fucking out social justice us out of the, because the thing is, all those people like us have quit. There were better podcasts around 2012 when I first started listening to it, like Dan the Cannon and After Buzz was okay, and even still, you know, Steel Cage were doing their actual, you know, Steel Cage thing, which was like guys sitting around
10 in a room with one microphone, and Derek gets as close to the microphone as possible.
Yeah, but before Derek, I'm talking before Derek.
Before it got ruined.
Yeah, but that me coming in added. They needed somebody who was a bit cooler than them. And the thing is that some of those guys, they're not uncool. Like, they have one guy has a job where he works for a betting company. The other guy's company moved him over to Australia. Like, they all half of them may have a decent income of a decent job and are and were cool. Otherwise, it would never have worked. I would have been a wrong fit. Just I fit in there. Just
you had to mesh with someone. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd yet to mesh with like 2-3, the 2-3 that I still speak to. Whereas on the other end of the spectrum, you had the guys that are low income. They need the hotel to be split between 4 or 5 guys, and they're the ones going to every indie shows and talking about all these indie guys being awesome. But that's the thing. One point was, is there were a lot more podcasts around at the time that have all gone, and that started to happen when Jericho and Austin and all that lot came about. And the thing is that the ones that have stuck around are all these ones that just break down Raw and have the minutes of each match and have a little bit of news, and they cite Meltzer, they cite Saturn, Wrestling Observer's still going, all those ones, all the shit ones like Wrestling Observer and the oldest one,
a news sheet type of thing.
Yeah. Not the Observer.
Isn't there the PW Insider?
That's it. Is it called? Is it PW Insider?
Yeah.
I don't think that's what it is. PWI is a wrestling
pro wrestling insider. Yeah, because otherwise you're thinking PWG.
What, with Bruce Mitchell and all those guys?
Yeah.
Well, no, are they on the Observer?
Is that the Torch? I don't know.
That's the Torch. No, yeah, the Torch. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You got it. Yeah, the Torch. The Torch, that's the ones. The Torch and the guys on the Law, they changed. They were on the Law and they got changed to Post Wrestling. And then there's Meltzer. And then the Smart Wrestling Smart Wrestling guys carry on going as well. But they're, I think one guy on there is like very PC, and the other guy, Larry, he's like the funnier guy. But
so,
I don't like, I don't.
Well, I guess maybe we should actually get into something from wrestling this week. We've gone 22 minutes and we haven't talked about anything. I mean, it's rough to talk about.
It is, but like that's the thing. It's just difficult because at the start of this show, I it's weird now because now we may as well just move on to that, because the whole point of that beginning and why it's sort of taking a different turn was I just thought we start the show and we talk about the end of the Russo show because the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
Behind the paywall was about the speaking out thing, and yeah. I basically just turned around and said, look, these guys, they fuck women, and wrestling fans don't have a clue what that's about. They don't have a clue what it's about to fuck multiple women. They don't have a clue what it's like to have just basically use a woman for that situation for that night, and she's also willing to do it, because they don't understand both sides of it. They don't understand having the option, and they don't understand the man wanting to do it, and they don't even understand the women actually offering that option to it, because that is unheard of to them, because they're
it's jealousy mostly too, because how come it's not them?
Well, I don't think they can even understand it. I honestly don't think they can get their head around it, whereas I completely spoke about getting my head around it and talked about all of my own behavior, from cheating on people to not being able to settle down, to being addicted to sex, to like even like going and fucking trying to find someone to fuck on a night where I was in a certain town to work for maybe a radio station or a TV show the next morning. Like, I just spilled it all out there and basically just said, like, as much as I fucking hate all these guys, I hate a lot of these guys, you can't be bitter at them for wanting to fuck, and you can't be bitter at them because some of the girls thought that they were more than a fuck and then got pissed off about it. I said, because half of these stories are just bullshit, and a name like Riddle and all that. So I pretty much wanted you to know how much I wanted you to comment on how much I'd fucking put myself on the fucking line there, because I've basically just gone in there, hammered the entire wrestling community again, and stuck up for guys that I don't like because that was the right thing to do.
See, and that shows that you're not biased too, because you could also go the opposite way, and if you have an axe to grind with someone, you could fucking bury him for it, but you showed your fairness and what your beliefs are by saying, I don't like this motherfucker, but he didn't do shit wrong.
Do you know I got a text from Jimmy Havoc?
Really? Yeah. After you had texted him and said, fucking...
I didn't...
Or no, you tweeted him and said, good job, asshole, or whatever.
Yeah, he put he texted me going, mention my name online again, and I'll cut your throat. And I'll cut your throat, you string.
Really? What's a string? Is that a fucking English thing?
I think he just means like I'm skinny, little string.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah, mention my name online again, and I'll cut your throat, you string.
Do it. Fucking go.
Got it.
Tweet him right now. Go.
Oh, I don't care. Like,
go, hi, Jimmy Havoc. This is just to know. This is just for you to know that I'm mentioning your name.
I'm going to fucking post the tweet with a phone number on it, like with the phone number. Because that's the thing. I don't have his number saved. I just know who it is.
Oh, really?
I just immediately know
who
it is.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. You know what? Be a good guy this time. Black out that number and go, you want to test me? Next time it'll have your fucking number showing.
AEW. I should take AEW.
There you go.
Isn't this guy? Didn't you put this guy into anger management? I mean, you know he's what? Supposed to be on the course right now, right?
Message them on the DM, though, because then they could see the number and see that it's his, because otherwise, if you just do it normal, you know, it's no proof. But send it to them and be like, I didn't send it out for everyone to see. I sent it out for fucking AEW to see. What a piece of garbage. I really think you should tweet it with the blackened out thing and say, hey, Jimmy Havoc, next time you want to try me, I'll fucking show your number. Fuck off.
What about Saturn contacting Austin's mom?
That is fucking bizarre. Austin, your son, by the way. I like to say that every time we say Austin. They'd be like, what the fuck's he contacting Stone Cold's mother for? Yeah, and I get so fucking aggravated by one thing, and it's something that I pride myself on with any shows I do or anything, is that I tell the truth. I don't fucking make up shit. I don't lie. It's not as good. I go by truth. And for him to fucking stand there and say that he did not tweet that fucking picture where he doctored your son to look like a girl is, it fucking drives me out of my mind, because he stands there with a fucking straight face that he's a good guy and flat fucking lies, where we have the fucking tweet. We saved it. We scanned it.
Thing. So, fuck you. Someone you're divorced from is pretty much ready to believe anything about you as well.
Oh, sure. I mean, look, they're looking for shit. But like a fucking dipshit fucking messages your ex to say, you know, what you're doing. Meanwhile, what the fuck? At the same time, he's saying that you doctored the picture, and that's what he's trying to get you in trouble with? Like, that you doctored it? And did it to your own son?
What about the bit where he's like, "Oh, this all to reignite some feud that only started when he attacked my girlfriend's dead dad." It's like, what?
He cuts out the whole entire fucking reason this started.
You started it like 3 weeks before that by getting my lockbetting Twitter account deleted, which was doing nothing. Then you criticized the fact that I was back on Russo's show. Then you got that other Twitter account deleted, and then you turn around and complained about the Shad Gaspar thing, and was saying how appalling it was that I was criticizing you for not being able to be upset. So you did four things before I made a joke about you, not about her dad, and then you went and then you decided to contact my kid's mum. It's all right, because I was going to leave it after he got eliminated from or sacked from Fox, but it's not done now. Like, there will be more that happens. That's another thing on Russo's show. I went, I'm going to read out the email from, like I did with the show I did with you about Saturn's, mm-hmm. from Saturn's, from Fox. No, it wasn't from Fox. Who the fuck emailed me?
Wasn't that from Fox? Oh, that was from.
No. That was from WWE.
Yeah.
Like, PR.
Yeah, that was it.
The PR guy. Yeah. From the WWE PR guy. I read that out. I was like, look, I'm going to read this out just for people to put some closure on it. I said, he's gone now. I was like, I don't want to fucking waste any more time giving him any section of this show at all. And Vince is like, that's the right thing to do. He goes, because his girlfriend, she's a sweetheart and all this. I was like, no. I don't want to get into that side of the conversation because she's a fuck. And the thing is that
who cares if she's a sweetheart? You could attack him. Doesn't matter if she's fucking nice.
Well, this is the thing. Off the air, I read him my apology. And he goes, I agree with your apology. He goes, because I don't want to talk about him either or her because I feel like she's in an abusive relationship. I was like, he goes, I was like, okay, so I don't agree with you, but like, I don't have to do what he is deciding to do, because now I'm going to go straight on the show this week tomorrow and say, this dick emailed my son's mum with this bullshit. So it ain't over now. Mm-hmm. And we will find another thing to do to him if there's anything left, because without him being on Fox, he's back to running Pro Wrestling Sheet and earning like less than.
It's the worst name fucking ever, dude. I mean, we make a joke of calling this the wrestling show, but that's the fucking joke of it. Pro Wrestling Sheet. That's fucking terrible. It's like zero fucking. I don't even see if it's a fucking joke. I don't even get it. It's like, because he's Saturn? Is that supposed to be? I don't.
What does he do for money? Like, how?
Yeah, that's very interesting. How the fuck does he have any money?
He's just a fucking.
Silver Spoon.
Just one of these, yeah, he's just one of these kids. It's like his dad. Got his mum pregnant, and now he has to deal with it. Like, that's the thing. I would be, I'm not going to ever let my kid get into this situation where it's a case of, fuck me, like, this, I got to deal with this kid now. I mean, it's all right now. I got to deal with him now. We're in lockdown, and sure. He's fucking getting on my nerves every day. Like, this kid is not the same kid that he was, like, when he was going to school, and whatever. Constantly shouting at him, constantly banning PlayStation. Constantly, the PlayStation's constantly banned. You have to fucking stand over him like a shadow for him to like do schoolwork, and yeah, I mean these kids, they can't cope with like not being in school. This whole thing is the worst thing that ever happened to these kids, because I'm hearing everything I'm saying is echoed by a whole bunch of other parents. Because I mean, that's his mum doesn't help, because she's like, oh, you need to take it easy on him, because I spoke to the other mums and it's like, or none of their kids are like doing any work and they're all misbehaving. So it's like, all right, so we'll just let it all go then, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, cause her thing is like, she tries to do the schooling, and then it's like, for her, it's like, all right, I need to do 1 hour of school, and then you can have like 2 hours of computer. And it's like any computer. Like, this kid during this period has started playing Grand Theft Auto and watching South Park. He's up to series 13. He's watched 13 seasons of South Park while this has been going on.
Watch it while you can before it's banned.
You know what I mean? Like, that could actually happen. But it seems like they're so offensive and they take pride in it that they're actually going to make more and more money. That's what keeps them alive, because they have, and that's kind of the theory behind this show, in terms of if we can get offensive enough, we will stand, or if we just don't rein it in at all, which we haven't.
Mm-hmm.
With the exception of the less usage of, you know, words, a couple of words here and there.
I don't shy away from them on my show, so everyone go to Lingus Mafia if you want to listen to hear the words.
So like the plan is to keep it at this point, and people will turn around and go, you know what, like, this has got so bad, I know I can listen to offensive shit and honesty. I'll just go back to that show.
So let's, yeah, no shit. Come right over. Let's do a couple wrestling things before I have to go and do my said show, by the way. Cause boy, do I have news over there if you want to hear some shit. So I'm going to ask you, I just have a couple questions for wrestling, and, you fire off the best, you know. You ready?
Well, how long do we have? Because what time's your show start?
Mine's supposed to start in 3 minutes, but I pushed them until 45.
So, oh, we'll do this 20 minutes then.
Okay.
All right.
I'm like, hey, it's gonna be until this.
You want to know who's got COVID?
I don't even care about that. Actually, that wasn't a question. Oh. I was actually going more of storyline shit that we see. First question is, what the fuck are they doing with Liv Morgan? Is she going to become the old Liv Morgan again? That's a question for you. Are they just going to go back to that and go, fuck it, Riot Squad again, and they'll be tag team partners together, her and Ruby?
Yeah, I wonder if they bring the other little fatty back as well. Well, she wasn't as fat.
Bother? But I'm like, this whole thing with Liv, and then did they say this is a failed experiment? Do you know anything of this, or this is probably something you don't even give a fuck about?
No, I just know. It goes along with the story that I said on Vince's show, where it's just a case of these are Heyman's projects and now they're Bruce's projects, and Bruce's projects are not the same as
restarting things and cutting things away.
He's not particularly he's not particularly looking at Aleister Black as someone huge that he wants to push, because Heyman wanted to make him like unbeatable. I mean, the Dante State Pritchard doesn't see him up there because obviously he's established, but he doesn't. We're not going to WrestleMania with Black versus Drew, which is what they were doing under Heyman. So that's not happening. In terms of like Liv Morgan, that would, and Apollo Crews and a few others, they would have been Heyman's things.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that Vince has gone against Heyman with a few things. There's been projects that didn't work out, like Cedric Alexander and Ricochet and all these guys, where Vince has like put a stop to it. And now Pritchard's come in and he's put a stop to the remaining ones, and Vince has just let him. And then we might see Pritchard's people come up the card, but I've not seen who Pritchard's people are, because the thing is that Pritchard's just an extension of Vince. So I think it's going to get really bad. I'm already looking at Drew's booking since Pritchard took over, and it's really fucking bad. He's been in like a tag match with R-Truth, mixed tag this week. That's Drew's first loss of 2020.
My thought is right away, is Orton take the title from him at SummerSlam? Since now there's no Edge thing, you switch right into that? Because who else is there?
Well, Orton's got COVID-19, so I don't know when he's going to be back.
Oh my God.
And his wife and his kid.
Has he tweeted anything about it? Because he's one would. He'd be like, motherfuckers. He'd talk shit.
Well, he doesn't have any symptoms. His son got sick from being in the crowd.
From being in
the crowd. And then his wife got it. So he had his wife and son had COVID, and Orton tested positive to it, but he's absolutely fine, which he would be, because he's a fucking huge guy who trains all the time, and he's probably not going to have any issues with it at all. But he's self-isolating anyways. Rey Mysterio's self-isolating again, because he already had it before, and WWE were too fucking cheap to buy the proper tests, so they bought the antibody tests, which basically tell you very quickly if you've got the antibodies for it.
Mm-hmm.
So that means everybody that has it will continue to test positive for it, and there's no, and so they, what they needed to do is they needed to just not have those people at the tapings, people that have ever had it or that may have it now. So all the positives, which was well over 30 by the way, they all missed this week's Raw taping, and they cancelled the second taping that they were going to do.
Does Charlotte have it?
No, Charlotte doesn't have it. Charlotte's got a leaky tit.
Oh, again with the leaky tit? Didn't she have that before?
Yeah.
Oh, no shit. That's funny.
She needs to get rid of it. She needs to stop moonsaulting, otherwise.
Yeah.
Like, she's going to have to pick or choose what she does moving forward. No, Charlotte doesn't have it. Nia Jax does.
Oh, shit. She's going to have a hard time.
Yeah. Austin Theory obviously does. Liv and Sonya and Mandy Rose don't have it. Like, they're off TV, but they had a planned holiday, a planned vacation during this time for the weekend and extending over to the TV and stuff. So they had a planned week off this week that was booked a while ago,
mm-hmm.
and they still took the trip. So yeah, that they don't have it.
Same with Lana probably then, right? Because she's with them all the time. Well, she was actually on TV though.
She's not on that. I don't think she's on that trip. I'm not sure.
Constantly on the boat together. It was like all three of those, and plus Lana. That's why I was figuring it was Lana too. Any other notable names that?
Just some backs like T.J. Wilson.
You think Moxley got it?
Well, Moxley hasn't had it. Like, Moxley keeps getting tested for it. But the thing is that he's isolating in a different room. And the thing is that AEW got the proper tests to test if you've got it now.
Oh, my God. Fucking unreal that he's sitting with her and never got it, you know?
Well, no, they sleep in, like, different rooms now.
Before that she didn't know. You know, it's like, I mean, shit, you're right next to the person. And it just decides to jump on someone and decides not to on the other person. But I guess she's on a treadmill. And you see that she has an announcement, Renee Young, for Wednesday. And everyone, you're pregnant. You're leaving today. I'm like she would say on Wednesday, I have this announcement if she was pregnant. What the fuck? So stupid.
Yeah, but she's not leaving either.
Yeah, so what do you think this is? Just that they're going to give her a fucking TV show since hers was canceled?
I don't know, but you know what I thought was funny? Some guy had put, like, you're leaving, you're pregnant.
Going to Canada.
Or something. And then she put, unfortunately, is none of those things.
And, oh.
The leaving was above it.
Hmm.
Did you see? Did you not notice that?
Yeah, I guess so. That's odd.
She put, unfortunately, none of the above. So,
see, she could just quit, though, if she wanted to.
I don't think so. Not if you're under contract.
I remember when, back in the day, she was talking about, like, if they separated her and Ambrose on SmackDown and Raw, that she would fucking quit. She's like, I want to spend time with my man. I'll just fucking quit. I don't give a fuck and all that shit. She was saying that. So, I mean, what could they do? If you don't want to fucking go to work, they can't force you. You just can't go to another company. But you go home.
That's what she wants. That's what she would want to do. I don't understand what they'd even do with her over there, though. Like, that's the same thing. Like, this company's weird because AEW don't make any money, and they could just fucking hire anybody that wants to, you know, that fits in with their bullshit. But even though they got no use for them, like Renee Young comes available, they'll just sign her and give her a fucking $100,000 a year salary to for the sake of it. But it's easy to do when fucking Cody and all those guys are spending someone else's money. I wonder when this guy is going to turn around and go, yeah, like, I can't afford to lose. Or, I mean, he's never going to say, I can't afford to lose $8-10 million a year, which probably roundabout. But, I mean, there's got to come a point where you just say, I don't feel like losing that. Because think for, like, us, it would be like, okay, for me, it'd be like
losing $100 a week.
Yeah, exactly. Something like that.
It'd be annoying.
Yeah, why would you wanna?
Yeah, you wouldn't be like destitute, but you'd be like, fuck, that's $100, man. I could fucking use it. Especially for the fucking Jaguars, they could instead of losing another 10 games.
Exactly. It's like, you know, going through, you know, just even small things, like even with streaming services and all that shit that we're subscribed to. If you were subscribed to something that you weren't watching and had absolutely no use for, would you? Well, I don't understand why you'd carry on paying for it. And this is the thing where, all right, maybe he's like paying for something that he enjoys doing at the moment. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, some people like whores and drugs and stuff. Maybe this is like a high for him, wasting money on this. But at some point, like, they have to think, the people that he's put in charge, that we have to make this guy some money. Surely somebody over there has to be thinking about making some like profit from this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What do you think of fucking, while all this shit's going on, the WWE called their next pay-per-view like the horror show?
I was gonna fucking mention that. I was like, I keep thinking I missed something, and I go, is that the Bray match? And then I see the whole entire thing keeps referring to the whole fucking show as the horror show, and I go, where did this come from out of the fucking blue, and what does this have to do with anything?
Do you understand that this company, right, run a Hell in a Cell pay-per-view in October every year for no reason when they don't even have feuds that can culminate in Hell in a Cell?
Yeah, it just has to be because it's Halloween. Yeah.
Yeah, they own the trademark for Halloween Havoc. And they've never fucking used it once.
Well, and we know it's going to be on NXT this year, right? It's got to be.
You think so, because they're doing the fucking Great American Bash
exactly
on TV this week, because out of nowhere, they fucking finger blasted AEW in the ratings last week by about 100,000 people.
Ooh.
I don't even understand how that happened.
But you know what that's called?
What?
That's rape, mate.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I had people like fucking commenting on that this week where they were sending me pictures of girls going, she raped.
Oh, man. That's great.
That has to be one of the sayings that we stick to on this show.
Oh, you have to.
We could do the rape awards.
Well, you know what? That will be our December show. The rape awards. Oh, God. I just want to be mentioning the same sentence.
What, You could do the weekly update of who you have at one this week or two.
Oh, it's going to be Mandy Rose for probably quite a while.
The Scarlet is moving up so fast.
You know, for Goosecock, he's way into that Penelope Ford. He's way into that. And, you know, he was Alexa Bliss for a very long time. But ever since, like, that Ryan Cabrera shit, he's kind of out the door.
No, and Paige as well, doing a fucking, having her tits out.
Paige with the titties out, really, yeah, that helps. That helps a lot. It's amazing what tits do. Like, my buddy, he saw one of our followers, he retweeted some tranny porn, and it was, and it said pretty in pink, and it was a dude with giant titties showing, and this big hog of a dick hanging out. And I go, that shows you the power of tits. That you're willing to look past that dick because there's these big tits. I mean, look, we look at Charlotte different because she has big giant tits, but otherwise, if she didn't have those, you'd go, oof.
That's a good picture of what I posted this week from the lingerie.
You're crazy with this. With her and her pop tit.
But she can't get near that five now. That five is so strong at the moment. With Scarlett and Sasha and Mandy.
That's what we'll have. We'll have a list for the weekly top five for us. And maybe it should go into celebrity as well, not just wrestling girls.
The five is strong now at the moment. The five is strong now. But five is so strong, Alexa's not in it.
Yeah, Sasha really has shown her worth. And I bet you, Sasha with her top off has got those fried eggs.
Oh yeah, when they were doing that brawl at the start of Raw this week, we'll talk about some Raw. It looked like they were going to like fall out. Like,
yeah, she was looking too. She checked to make sure.
Yeah, she kept pulling it out. Yeah. I mean, yeah, she's going to have like a boy chest under there.
Have you seen? I think we've talked about this before. Have you seen Bailey's sister?
Yeah, she looks just like Bailey.
Well,
a little bit better.
She's got a better chromosome. Yeah, it's there's one difference and. My God, the rack too. I mean, Jesus Christ, it's extraordinary.
But has Bailey's got fake, isn't she?
I think so. She just always does the hiding of shit because she was a role model. So she straps those fuckers down. But every once in a while, you get a good shot.
So she's a role. What is she supposed to be now, then?
Yeah, and that's the thing. She doesn't. You would think maybe she would flaunt them, but I don't know if that's just not her style. I guess. Like, she's not the, you know, I'm hot bad guy. You know, she's more of the tomboy bad guy. So, I just don't think it fits.
Her acting is bad. It's rough. SmackDown this week, SmackDown this week was bad. I can't believe they fucking put the Boneyard match in for an hour.
It's, you know, I was going to say, I was very sad to hear that Undertaker passed away this week. Since they had to do that whole...
Bad did they look though standing there? Like how bad did they look? Even
it was fucking. It's just fucking weird. There's no reason for it. And I was watching, like I say, I enjoy SmackDown more. But I'm watching this and I'm like, what in the world is going on? You know, it's
just, so it's not just me that being like too judgmental by saying they look like fucking idiots standing there like that.
Yeah,
that was. Yeah, they did, didn't they? They looked like fucking fools. They didn't look like stars.
No, yeah, and then them all having to do the thank you. Taker and you know because it's not even I think it wouldn't look as bad if it was a real audience. If it was an arena, the whole thing would be rocking, it'd be loud, but being that small and it's like everyone's instructed to do this.
Well, that's the fans job is to, you know, be there and be fans. Like your fans, mm-hmm. fans are fans and wrestlers are wrestlers, so we're supposed to be the fans, and we're supposed to be saying thank you, Taker, for these 30 years and everything and whatnot. I mean, we even did a whole, you know, podcast about it, which is on YouTube, unpromoted.
no shit. Oh, I was like, my buddy watched it, old Goosecock, and he goes, "Boy, the fucking views on Russo's fucking page are shit." I go, "I know." I go, "I think it's new," and he never says anything about it. It's only got 1,000. I'm like, it's weird that it's not like, you know, multis right away. I'm like, okay.
We used to do a good 6,000 or 7,000 on our news videos for a while,
mm-hmm.
until we stopped doing. I mean, that's the thing. Like, I mean, he's getting 1,000 now, but
we think he's doing it. Should be okay.
Yeah, and we start doing shit on our channel. But that's the thing. That's the thing for me is like spreading news across. I've got to find a bit of news for YouTube. Find a bit of news. Mm-hmm. Hold a bit of news back for Vince. Hold to get enough news out for the Patreon channel. And that's when it gets to the point where it's like you're gonna have to be like and making shit up because there's just not enough going on. Like whereas, you know, over the last few weeks, I've been doing a couple of bits on there. Me and him have been stretching out. Tomorrow is a good one because then is like 5-6 pieces. I got loads on there. Let me run through the list, just the, not the news, but the headlines.
You're going to have to go through this, and then we're done with this show because I've pushed it, and I'm past my time already. So,
yeah, so we had a the story of what they did with the pre-tape SmackDown because they had a different SmackDown taped, and then they taped this one this week, and then the pre-tape one is... So the one they taped first, is showing next week, and then they taped another one to show before. So it was only like a half a show, and then they put the Undertaker stuff on it when they realized that they were going to go big with the retirement thing. So I'll explain why they fucking did that. The hacker storyline was going on with that. We talked about the antibody tests. Why Fox are not keen on the brand extension, and why Vince is completely put off Rhea Ripley, and why she's where she's at now. That's fucking funny, that story.
I'm looking forward to hearing.
Yeah, so that I'll put all that on Vince's show. So that show will primarily be filled with news, unless this girl gets back to me that is a hot girl who's moved to Australia. She's a model who's was a wrestling fan and plowed through a few British wrestlers and was doing her like her sob story. Well, it's not sob story, but telling her stories anyway on during this whole thing. I think she was under someone's timeline that Jordan Devlin going, oh really? Because he was like saying, you know, oh, this is terrible. We need to come together and all that. And she was under there like going, oh really? Like when you did this thing to me and whatever. And then it came out like a couple of days later. And loads of guys, it's funny because so many guys did the whole, we need to come together and all this.
And then the most guilty story.
Yeah, the story. I mean, Marty Scurll was a shocking one to me because I know him personally, and his whole thing about having sex with a 16-year-old, in his apology, he put, even though the girl is 16 and legal in England, I still should have... He said, I still feel bad that she didn't feel safe in our community and all this kind of stuff. Oh, it's like his apology was one of the fucking most crazy things I've ever read because it was like it was an apology and an excuse.
Yeah, he put the excuse in there.
it was fucking good. It was the kind of thing I could imagine myself doing until somebody actually fucking read it.
We've heard your apology to the girlfriend. It's the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, plug where you're going to be since Vince won't. And then we'll move on out.
All right. Well, I'll be here every week. And the Man Show, there'll be a version of the Man Show returning in time for the NFL season. We are currently talking about how we're going to do that. We think like short, sharp, quick, something that you can easily listen to every week. You don't need to like, you know, find time. I'm at lockbetting.com, absolutely fucking destroying soccer at the moment. I'm finding this behind closed door stuff really easy. First of all, it's the same thing. It's just the same type of bets happening over and over again. So now's a good time to sign up because Patreon does charge you for the month if you sign up halfway through the month because they charge you for back content, and back content for gambling content is pointless. So I'm saying you now, make sure you head over to lockbetting.com and sign up for the start of July, which is tomorrow. TheDirtySheets.com is where you get all of the latest news. We were the first with all of the stuff around this COVID shit the weekend in terms of what was going on, what they were taping, who had it. All that stuff was over at our Patreon page, a number of people that had it. They're moving forward with fucking ticket sales. There's a story about that on my fucking Dirty Sheets page, so that's TheDirtySheets.com. As for the Russo stuff, I don't know where I am. Go to Russo's YouTube page tomorrow around about 3 p.m. UK
and tweet
time,
Russo and ask.
And I'll be on there live. Yeah, just tweet at the Vince Russo. Ask
enough people ask, he'll have to say something.
Yeah, what's going on with my show? Just act confused and we like you probably are anyway, and we may get some answers, because I am on a new show called the Nitty Gritty Dirt Sheet Show. There was a good response to me being on Chicken Nicks, and I now have my own show. You just have to find it, and yeah, so I'll leave that all you got down to you guys, and then you can tweet me and tell me where I am. But all I know at the moment is that the show is out and it does exist, and like the last week's show did happen, and it was a good one because it was about all this British wrestling stuff. And I'll be on YouTube tomorrow at 3 p.m. on Vince Russo's channel doing a 25-minute preview for the next week's Nitty Gritty Dirt Sheets, where I will force an explanation as to where the show is anyways. So I think that's everything for me.
Okay. If you want to hear my show that I'm going to go do right now, and I have a lot of nonsense, especially about my friend's jailbird kid, that'll be a big, big topic on this show. So if you want to listen to that.
That's back again.
Oh, you have no idea. What? Listen to this week's show. Oh, fuck. There's a gun involved in this story.
Oh, wow. Going back to the escort. I'm going back to the reception. Going back to sales for the once a week.
Oh, there you go. We'll have that recorded, too.
We'll have some shit for that.
So follow me at Lingus Mafia on Twitter. And my show, of course, is called Lingus Mafia. Just type in Lingus Mafia Podcast. I'm Cav Manning. He's Mr. William H. Body, or Dr. William H. Body, dropping roofies. And
one last thing. The Twitter that I'm talking about is at DirtySheets.com. At DirtySheets.com.
And we're out of time! Reach out and touch.